Welcome back to ZA Confidential, the boozy podcast where we slurp a bit of booze and tell you if it's any good. Well, last week, for a change, we tried a couple of wines in cans, and we found it so much fun, we thought we'd try it again. Different cans, different wines, but the same old bunch of boars. And with me, boring away, are... No, of course they're not boring. They're fascinating, lovely people. Are Malcolm McDonald from Clientele, Jeremy Sampson, well-known brander, Chris Gilmore, well-known for all sorts of stuff, and our food and wine guru, Michael Oliphir, who is well-known for all the right things. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, John.
How are you?
I'm good.
What is in my glass?
What is in your glass? We're going to taste two wines from a company called Renegade Wines. Can is the name, and the white wine that we're tasting now is called Le Goulou. It is a Chenin Blanc from the Swartland. And for me, it says it all in the nose and in the taste. I think this is an utterly delicious Chenin.
Have you finished? No. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell us about barrels and all the other rubbish.
No. This is just good stuff.
Okay, so it's made out of grapes. That's all we need.
Chenin Blanc.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a very pleasant wine. Maybe it could have been chilled a little more, but it's been sitting out for a while, waiting for our taste buds to activate. Certainly, it's much better than many a wine I've had in bottles. Not that that's a necessary criteria. It's probably not as good as some of the wines I've had in bottles, but I will happily buy it and drink it any time. Malcolm McDonald.
So, as avid listeners to this podcast would know, I'm a red wine fan and not
both
so
of them.
A white
they
fan.
Keep telling me how avid they are.
Yes. And this is probably sort of the thing that leads me to be a red wine fan. Not my favorite. A little bit too sweet. A little bit too... I suppose there's a little bit of a zing to it at the end that I don't like. I can't see it being too far wrong. I think, you know, many people will enjoy it and be able to sit down and quaff it. It's just not my thing. I think that's the point.
Okay, we get your point. Thank you. Thank you, Malcolm. We get your point. Jeremy Sampson.
It's very drinkable. I think we're all impressed with the quality to a degree. Mm. It is better than some bottled wines I've had. I've got a little bit of an issue with the packaging, as it looks, certainly the white wine. Well, let's go back to white wine. I have an issue with anyone who calls their product white wine. You know, Michael's already told us it's Chenin, but why didn't they call it Chenin Blanc? Why do they call it white wine? You know, anyone who knows anything about wine knows that there are so many different white wines and white cultivars. And I think this is where the crafting of words can be so important, the crafting, the look of it, because it looks quite a feminine drink as well. But then when you actually get to the product, very, very drinkable.
Chris. Now, it does have Chenin Blanc 2019 on the back, but I think... you know, the Can-Can is obviously talking about the famous French nightclub dance, and I think that's why they've given it the French name. But I do agree, it would be good to have Chenin Blanc there as well.
But Michael, you're giving it the intellectual spin, and quite rightly. I'm not sure the average consumer will be that discerning.
Quite agree.
Well, Chris, does this make you want to kick your legs in the air and show your knickers?
Not really, I'll resist the temptation. Like Malcolm, I'm not a big white wine drinker, but I have to say, I like the balance here. It's really rather nice. And as we've said in many previous podcasts, Chenin is a terribly overlooked white wine, I think, on many occasions. And this, as I say, really nicely balanced. It's got the fruit and the tart side beautifully balanced, I think, and I actually quite like it.
Well, you would expect a Cantan to have a bit of tart.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, on to our next wine. Michael Oliphir, what is it that we're drinking?
Well, this is a wine which is made from Mourvèdre. It is a rosé, and it also comes from the Swartland. It's called Satine, and it is a rosé. Again, beautiful can and lots of dancers on it. The wine itself, I think it's got a sort of quite an interesting, for me, a sort of a rustic berry nose. There's a little bit of that sort of rose watery stuff in the background. I like the palate, I like the feel of it in the mouth. Yeah, it slips down nice and easy, and I'm just sort of thinking of the sort of things that you would want to eat with it, and almost the first thing that comes to mind is if you get a really nice fresh piece of kingclip and make a ceviche out of it with some chili and lime, etc. It would go down very well, I think.
I prefer cooking. Ceviche is when you marinate it in lime and stuff. And
yes.
It cooks in the acid. You see, I'm not quite as stupid as I look.
Absolutely.
I quite enjoy this. It's got a slight little tingle on the tongue, which I like. It gives it a slight complexity. I would be very happy to drink this on all sorts of occasions. I think just a good braai wine, actually.
Yeah.
If you're having an outdoor braai or picnic or something in the open air, this would go down very well, nicely chilled. I'm happy with it. I'm very happy with it. But what do I know, Michael McDonald?
Well, similar to the previous one, for me, a little too sweet, a little bit too much of a white wine sort of angle on this. But when Michael mentioned a ceviche, I could see drinking this with a ceviche. I think it would complement it perfectly. But if I was going to choose wine, not my thing again.
Terry.
Again, for a canned wine, and I think perhaps we need to move along, because canned wines we're finding are actually very, very drinkable. And I think this one is arguably the most drinkable that I've come across. I actually rather like it. And again, it highlights how we sometimes ignore rosé. Gone are the very sweet days of rosés. And this has got a nice balance between the dry and the sweet. Very, very drinkable. And as Michael's saying, you drink it with just about anything.
Absolutely, yeah. And the nice thing about this one is it's 11.5% alcohol, which is great. Mm. Yeah. Certainly nice sort of summery quaffing wine.
Yeah, but not coughing, because then we're going to go back to viruses. Things. We don't want that.
Quaffing.
Are you quaffing happily, Mr. Gilmore?
Yeah, look, it's okay. I'm not wild about it. It's there's not much aftertaste, frankly, I don't find. Mm. So it's not that satisfying. I like after-action satisfaction.
Yeah. Okay, well.
So he's going back to a line.
Lexington. That's the one.
That's right.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I remember when I was about 15, I came on holiday from England, where I then was, to South Africa. And being 15, of course, I wanted to buy some cigarettes. And I bought some Lexingtons. And I hid them when I was at school in the hood of my jacket. And then I went on a school field trip to somewhere very windy, down in your part of the world, Jeremy. And because it was so windy and rainy and unpleasant, I, of course, put up my hood and all these cigarettes. Now, that's not the thing you want to do in front of your masters. Anyway, enough of my reminiscing. Thank you very much indeed for joining us for this tasting of a few wine in cans. Unusual, but I predict it won't be unusual for too long. Many thanks to our tasters, to Malcolm McDonald, to Jeremy Sampson, to Chris Gilmore, and, of course, to Michael Olivier, who will tell us what we've been drinking and why.
We've been drinking two wines from Renegade Wines called Can-Can, one a rosé and one a Chenin Blanc, and they are available on the shelves of the supermarkets, and you'll find them somewhere between 35 and 40 rand a can.
I'm John Fraser. Yes, we can. This was ZA Confidential.